Æthelflæd and the Missing Trophy by Jonathan Olive. Chapter 1. Saturday. The Big Match. Davingstock was a sleepy little town, and nothing much happened. So when there was something important going on, nobody talked about anything else. On the day of the big match, Æthelflæd was having lunch with her brother and father in their little terraced house. And Æthelstan was explaining to his father why everybody was so excited. Alfred Jones was not usually interested in the news. He loved history and knew more about what happened in Davingstock in Roman times than what happened last week. Æthelflæd was not usually interested in football either, although that was changing. In the last few months, her best friend's brother was the team's goalkeeper. And Æthelflæd started to go to the matches and training sessions, just so Samantha doesn't get bored, she said. And now she was going to see her friends and walk to the match together. I have to go, she said. I'm going to see Sam and Nat on the way to the stadium. Are you coming, Stan? No, you go ahead. I'm still eating. I'll see you there, her brother answered. Æthelflæd's house was only 5 minutes from the stadium. But her friends Natalia and Samantha lived at different points of Davingstock, so she had to leave early. Luckily, Æthelflæd didn't mind walking. Just as she left the house, she saw her next-door neighbour, Rodney. He was only 20 years old, and he looked like a hooligan, although Æthelflæd and her family never had any problems. Next to him was his friend Gary. He was always wearing a cowboy hat and clothes, with a cigarette in his mouth, and didn't look like a person you could trust. Æthelflæd didn't know much about Gary, apart from the fact that he was old Scrooge's son. In Davingstock, there were a lot of eccentrics, but Gary's dad Scrooge was the weirdest in the town. He lived in a boat on the water, collecting things he took from the river. Apart from Gary, nobody in the town spoke to Scrooge. It was the same with Gary. Æthelflæd never saw him with anybody else. She didn't think that he had any other friends. Rodney was not very popular around town either. He had a bad reputation. But Æthelflæd ignored this type of talk. Æthelflæd herself had a reputation. She was dyslexic, and she was never very interested in her lessons at school. People thought that she was a bit dumb. That's why Æthelflæd never had any problems talking to people like Rodney and Gary, because she felt she could understand them.